Thursday, dreary and warmer, fog and drizzle expected at times, a high of 39. It's currently 28 degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.
FAA had ordered all American Airlines flights grounded in the U.S. this Christmas Eve because of a technical issue affecting its entire system. Flights are now beginning to board, and the FAA has lifted the stop. As for other flight disruptions due to the weather,
so far the winter weather hasn't had a dire impact on travel, but like most years, there may be some interruptions. Only a couple hundred delays this morning as far as air travel, but that number, of course, could rise. And if you are driving to your holiday destination today, be aware the roads could be slick. But the good news is AAA says it is predicting minimal impact on travel, and the average price of gas is hovering around $3.04 per gallon.
That's ABC's Ariel Reshev. Former President Bill Clinton hospitalized for observation. Doctors expect him to be discharged soon. Bethlehem is preparing to mark another somber Christmas in the traditional birthplace of Jesus. Under the shadow of the war in Gaza, the festive lights and giant tree that traditionally decorate Manger Square are missing. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
4WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reporting a growing positivity rate for norovirus cases. According to health officials, the highly contagious virus had a positive test rate of about 19% through the last week of November. That total was nearly 10% higher than the positive rate at the beginning of November. The virus is commonly referred to as the stomach flu, and symptoms could include vomiting and diarrhea. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Workforce Development have announced a seventh consecutive month of record-high employment. According to a press release, Wisconsin's labor force grew by about 7,200 over the month of November to surpass the previous record high set in October. Workforce officials say the state's unemployment rate has remained steady at just under 3%, staying below the national unemployment rate of 4.2%. The employment data is tracked by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its November 2024 Wisconsin Real Estate Report, showing the state remains a strong seller's market with limited inventory. The available supply is only at 3.3 months, well below the level of a balanced market. Affordability remains a challenge for first-time home buyers who lack equity from the sale of an existing home, coupled with struggles regarding 30-year fixed-rate mortgages, which have been rising for the last 2 months. The host for the 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast has been announced. The host for the 2025 breakfast will be the Schmidt Farms, located east of Richland Center on Highway 14 near Gotham.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers shut out the Saints. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was Green Bay over New Orleans at Lambeau Field, 34-0. I asked safety Xavier McKinney what's been the difference in the Packers' defense.
Our disguise is fooling a lot of these quarterbacks, and especially somebody like him. He's a young quarterback. He hasn't seen a lot of things yet. He hasn't got a lot of experience. So, like, when we disguise him, man, they don't know what they're seeing.
The Saints now fall to 5-10. Quarterback Spencer Rattler after the loss.
Just embarrassing. Put it on myself. Played not good at all. Just didn't have any answers.
NBA, the Bucks over the Bulls, 112-91. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard giving the night off. Bobby Portis with 19 points, 13 rebounds.
Obviously, Dame and Giannis out. I know the severity of the situation. You have to step up, and it's always next man up mentality. So I'm always a confident guy, but I know with those two, I'll have to, you know, shoulder just a little bit more.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to right around 31 for a high this afternoon with a light northeasterly breeze. Tonight it will be cloudy. There could be a little patchy fog in some spots, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy for Christmas Day with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the deceased actor Jimmy Stewart. Don't ask me how we got him. He's going to talk about his film, It's a Wonderful Life. And then Santa joins me to talk about his illustrious career.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And happy Christmas Eve to you and your families. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, man. You preparing the turkey?
No, we're actually keeping it pretty low-key at my house this year.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're just going to do, like, appetizers tonight with my grandpa, and then we go to my dad's stepmom's house in the morning and just have, like, breakfast food.
Oh, really? Really? Nothing big?
Nope, nothing big.
Is that a decision that, you know, everybody decided to do?
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of the way we've always done things. Normally, we have my uncles over for Christmas Eve, too, but we're keeping it small this year.
So how do you, you know, it's a lot less burden on people, right? As, you know, cooking huge meals, I didn't realize until I started cooking just how much work went into those things. You know, my mother... There was 12 of us, and then her and my father, that's 14. And so my mother would cook Christmas meals and Thanksgiving meals for all of those people. And I never realized the amount of work on her feet that it took, Calvin, planning that out, going to the store, buying all of that in preparation, the hard work that goes into preparing those meals. And maybe when you're younger, you can do it easier, but she was even doing it in her 60s and 70s. And you appreciated it, you know, but you really didn't know the depth of the amount of work and preparation that goes into that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I definitely know what you mean. For our family, we usually, whoever's hosting Thanksgiving does a big meal and puts in all the work. For Christmas, we try to keep it community. Everyone brings one or two things and keep it simple and easy.
Which is a pretty good idea, man, because the other side of that is all the cleaning and stuff, you know. And so, you know, I do a little bit of those things, but my family is very small. But I do it for others. And man, I'm telling you, the amount of work and effort, and we should always thank those. They don't always get the recognition, but thank those who put in that kind of work and effort, because at the root of it is love. And a lot of times, those people who do that kind of work are overlooked. Tell them how great the meal was. Hey, Calvin, even if it wasn't so great. you know, it's the effort that goes into that. I remember you said that you do the turkeys at times. That's a lot of work, right?
Yeah, I mean, it starts before, depending on what time you eat, it's definitely a 6-hour ordeal.
Yeah, right. It's a lot of work. So anyway, Merry Christmas to all of you. And so today I've got, you know, kind of like a special show that really involves you, the audience. Calvin, I have, I've been watching Democrats twist and turn, and this internal fight about what they must do to reclaim, voters who, if you didn't know any better, you would think there was a landslide and that everything Democrats stood for needed to be completely changed, and that Democrats need to follow the path of the Republicans. Here are the final statistics, Calvin. Donald Trump won the popular vote by 49.9% to Kamala Harris's 48.3%. I'm not good at math, Calvin, but that doesn't sound like a landslide to me. Does it sound like that to you?
No, it's definitely close. I mean, obviously, we wanted the Democrats to do better, but it's not like, it wasn't a mandate for the Republicans. It's not like it was 50% or more.
Right. So Democrats, grow a pair. Get some testicular fortitude. Stop running around letting people tell you that you need to completely change what you stand for. I've grown tired of that. As a person who's voted Democrat ever since I was 18 years old, for now 52 years, and what Democrats stood for, equality, equity, and inclusion, I don't want to see that changed. I'm pretty sure that the 48.3% of the Democrats who voted for Democrats don't want to see that change. So let me get into a couple things. You can join us because I really don't want to do it myself. But, I will. Let's go through a couple definitions first. And certainly your phone calls are always welcome. But I can do the 2 hours myself, and I'm prepared to do it because I know I've got truth on my side. So democracy. I keep hearing people talk about democracy, 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 democracy. So what is democracy? Well, democracy, according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, government by the people, rule of the majority, a form of government in which the people elect representatives to make decisions, policies, laws, etc., according to law, called also representative democracy. A form of government in which people vote directly against or in favor of decisions, policies, laws, etc. A country, state, etc., whose form of government is democracy, a political unit that has a democratic government. An organization or situation in which everyone is treated equally. Now, encircle that. An organization or situation in which everyone is treated equally and has the right to participate equally in management decisions, making, etc. Political, social, or economic equality. Let me say that again. Political, social, or economic equality. The absence of hereditary or arbitrary class distinctions or privileges. Let me repeat that. Political, social, or economic equality. The absence of hereditary or arbitrary class distinctions or privileges. Now, a lot of things in there certainly aren't taking place in this country. And we use the term democracy very loosely. Because based on the definitions of Merriam-Webster, it's been a long time. I don't know if I can ever recall if we ever had democracy in this country. And we talk in this romantic way about democracy in this country. Well, you know, as long as there's the absence of hereditary or arbitrary class distinctions or privileges, there is no democracy. You know, let me go here next, because these are at the root of why, you know, we've got so much trouble in this society, and why they say Republicans won the election. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Dirty words. Republicans will refer to them as woke. If anybody's, you know, unwoke, it is the people who have changed the definitions of those words. So what is diversity, equity, and inclusion? Something that Democrats are running from today. Something that throughout my lifetime, Democrats fought for. Why? Because they didn't exist in this nation. Throughout my entire life, Democrats fought for that. Why? Because it was the right thing to do. And now some cowardly Democrats are looking to change their tune. Why? Because they lost 49.9% to 48.3%. Unacceptable. That's no reason to turn and run from what's right. Our phone lines are open at 855-752-4842. We're going to have a come-to-Jesus moment this morning on the Earl Ingram Show. What is diversity, equity, and inclusion?
Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see.
From the center, WRCE.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going.
slower. IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Time for celebration. Christmas present, Christmas past, tumble down together like the snow. What a show. Now the snowman someone made is melting by the roadside. On the wind
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. So I'm talking about, you know, the fact that Democrats lost the race 49.9 to 48.3. Now, a little bit, not even 50% of the American people voted in the election. And so I don't understand this panic on the part of Democrats that says we need to focus, change the focus on all the things that we've ever stood for and fall in line with the things that Republicans did to get elected. Like lying. Nonstop lying. And yet, you know, that worked for them this time around. But the part about lying is, you know, at some point in time, the truth is going has to come out. And so now Republicans are going to be in charge of everything. For those who voted Republican, let's see what changes for you. You've already gotten a sign in this budget battle that it was Republicans who voted no to raising the debt ceiling for those of you who struggle, farmers. and others, and people who live in rural areas. The people you voted for were the ones who were saying nay. Let them suffer. So you got what you wanted. You voted for those people. So my pushback is on those Democrats who are cowering and looking to change their direction. So what is diversity, equity, and inclusion? Diversity, equity, and inclusion are three closely linked values that are working to be supportive of different groups of individuals, including people of different races, ethnicities, religions, abilities, genders, and sexual orientation. You know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like what this nation was supposedly founded under. 855-752-4842. That's what this nation has always been touted to be. Something different than the rest of the nations. This nation is made up of different groups of individuals, including people of different races, ethnicities, religions, abilities, genders, and sexual orientations. That's what makes America what it is. So why are we then now looking to do away with that? And who's behind the push to change that? Well, I know. Do you know? 855-752-4842. Diversity through the lenses of race, ethnicity, ability, gender, sexual orientation, neurodiversity, and beyond can help to strengthen organizations, and studies have shown time and again. Quite simply, diversity, equity, and inclusion is used to describe three values that many organizations today strive to embody to help meet the needs of people from all walks of life. That's what it is. While concepts such as biodiversity are important offshoots of the core idea of diversity, this article focuses on diversity, equity, and inclusion in society rather than in other contexts. So why are people against diversity, equity, and inclusion? America is supposedly a Christian nation founded under Christian principles. And if you know the definition of a Christian, one who crystallizes himself with Christ. And so Christ was about diversity. If he was here today, he'd be fighting for diversity, equity, and inclusion. So those people who are against it are really against what this nation was, it's supposed to be. And I, again, supposed to be. So what are the differences between diversity, equity, and inclusion? So age diversity. Are people in a group from mostly one generation, or is there a mix of ages? Ethnicity diversity. Do people in a group share common national or cultural traditions, or do they represent different backgrounds? Physical ability and neurodiversity. Are the perspectives of people with disabilities, whether apparent or not, accounted for? These are things and precepts that are at the heart of humanity. And we want to take that away. 855-752-4842. We're going to delve deeper on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. In recent months, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has been impersonated several times by scammers who target professional license holders. License holders have reported receiving emails from what appears to be an official DATCAP email address, such as admin@mydatcp.wi.gov or admin@datcp.wi.gov. Despite appearances, these are not legitimate messages from DATCAP. The fraudulent emails may contain DATCAP's official logo and a subject line similar to 2024 Wisconsin Department of Agriculture Trade and Consumer Protection Information Verification. They provide accurate license information and claim the recipient's license will expire or be revoked unless immediate action is taken. The emails prompt the recipient to click a link and update their information, a scam strategy called phishing. Clicking the link or providing any personal, professional, or business information could expose a user to malware or identity theft risk. Professionals and businesses who receive an email fitting the above description should avoid opening the message. If you do, close it immediately. Never click any links, reply to the email, or call using a phone number provided in an email. If you suspect it may be a real message, log in to MyDATCP or contact DATCAP directly. Report it to your licensing program using publicly available and verifiable contact information. DATCAP provides free online fact sheets on imposter scams, phishing, fraud against business, and other scams that can be accessed from consumerprotection.wi.gov. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sequels led the way at last weekend's domestic box office. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 led the way with $62 million and was followed up by Mufasa, the Lion King prequel, which finished with a disappointing $35 million at the U.S. box office, despite playing on 400 more screens than Sonic. Despite grabbing second place in the U.S., Mufasa was number one globally with a take of $122 million. Finishing in third place was the juggernaut Wicked, which pulled in $13.5 million at the box office, putting its grand total domestically at about $400 million. Wicked leapfrogged Moana 2, which finished in fourth place with $13.1 million at the box office. The borderline religious film Homestead finished in fifth place with $6.6 million despite not so great reviews. The Brutalist, a 3.5-hour film that actually has an intermission, opened in limited release and pulled in $266,000, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it was only on four screens. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to right around 31 for a high this afternoon with a light northeasterly breeze. Tonight it will be cloudy. There could be a little patchy fog in some spots, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy for Christmas Day with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Mr. Zomers and I sit down to bring you a special Christmas holiday show and happy Hanukkah as well. Lots of Christmas music and reflections on the season. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You know, I'm having a conversation, and certainly we're going to go to the phone lines because I cannot have it without you. I am up to, you know, the horse's brow with cowardly Democrats who are now saying they must change their perspective. They were soundly beaten, and the American people spoke. And so they want to change in direction of what Democrats have stood for. And as I've said before, for 52 years I voted Democrat. I'll be voting Democrat every time. Do I agree totally with everything Democrats stand for? Hell no. I've been married to the same woman for 43 years. Do you think she agrees with me all the time? No. Do I agree with her all the time? No. People are different. But for what Democrats have stood for and stand for, to now all of a sudden cower and say we're going to change that, I'm in total opposition of that. They lost 49.9% to 48.3%. And so I was going into this litany about what diversity, equity, and inclusion stood for because it's been cast aside. And Democrats are now, some are saying, well, we can't, you know, we lost because we stood for that. What do you mean stood for being right, for being just? For saying that all human beings are equal, which we are? I don't care what people think. None of us are better than anybody. We're human beings. We're all the same. We're all born, we all die. We all came into the world the same way. We're going to leave it the same way. We came in with nothing, we'll leave with nothing, including Elon Musk and Donald Trump, and including you who are listening to me. So to believe that you are better, you have that right. But that doesn't make you better. And so Democrats have fought that. And now all of a sudden they're looking to cower. Let me say this and then I'll go to the phone lines. Equity refers to fair treatment for all people so that norms, practices, and policies in place ensure identity is not predictive of opportunities or workplace outcomes. Equity differs from equality in a subtle but important way. While equality assumes that all people should be treated the same, equity takes into consideration a person's unique circumstances, adjusting treatment according to that, that the end result is equal. Now, that's not what Republicans say. Republicans say, do away with diversity, equity, and inclusion. I was listening the other day as they were celebrating Republicans. Oh, we've done away with diversity, equity, and inclusion. It has been unfair to white men. What? You don't know the definition, so you change the definition to fit you. America is not one group of people. It's all of us. And when we fail to fight for the rights and equality for all of the people of this nation, then our nation fails. And right now, our nation is in a failing proposition because people have struck down one of the tools that is in place to make sure that those things happen. Let's go to the phone lines in Charles from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning to you, Charles. How you doing, man?
Hey,
excuse my passion, man. Excuse my passion.
Okay, because I'm right there with you, and I hope that the Democratic Party don't kowtow to Republicans.
They're doing it.
I know, and they need to change that. They need to continue to fight for trans youth. They need to continue to fight for housing, all the things that they're fighting for. But this whole thing with DEI, Earl, they've been able to change it to make it about race. They've turned the whole messaging around to make it about Black people. If you could go back and listen to some of your previous shows, when CJ calls in and he talks about DEI, he strongly makes it about race. They've been able to change that narrative to, oh, this is something that only helps Black people. Look, white America, this is what they're doing for Black people. Instead of them giving the true meaning of DEI, which helps that veteran that's been out of the workforce for 20 plus years that wants to go back into the workforce. It helps that rural white kid that wants to go to a big university like UW-Madison or UW-Milwaukee, be able to adapt to big city life now after they've lived in rural America for over 18 plus years. It helps that person that wants to go back to work that's in a wheelchair now, be able to adapt to their surroundings. But Republicans have been able to change the narrative like they always do, Earl, to make it about race. And it shows you the racism that still exists in this country because people bought the hook, line, and sinker. And if you can continue to pit people against each other and say, look what they're doing for the Black people. Look, white America, they're not helping you. They're only concerned about Black people.
You know, Charles,
always stoke that hate. And that's what they're doing.
You know, Charles, that is precisely part of what's taking place, as they say, rural America. Rural America has said in many places that Democrats have kind of, you know, supported people of color in these urban centers more than they have people who live in rural America. And you're right. They pitted that people who live in urban Blacks in urban America and whites who live in rural America. And I've always said Blacks only make up 12% of the population in this nation, man. We only make up 5% of the population in the state of Wisconsin. What the hell are they talking about? This belief that Republicans have, and that's based on, let's be clear, man, racism. That Blacks are somehow getting an upper hand, so we've got to do away with diversity, equity, and inclusion and affirmative action because it discriminates. Donald Trump said if there should be any reparations, it should be for white students who were not allowed, who were not able to get into major universities because of diversity, equity, and inclusion. He said that. And instead of being lambasted and pointed out for being racist, nobody said a mumbling word, man. Thank you very much for the call, Jim. Charles, let's go to Jim from Eden. Good morning to you, Jim. You say what?
Yes. Good morning, Earl. And Merry Christmas.
You as well.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, you're talking about affirmative action, you know, where overqualified students, you know, get rejected. It doesn't work in real life. With the Green Bay Packers, if we have affirmative action, what kind of football team would we have?
You know what kind of football team you would have? What you have right now. There was a time when Black people couldn't play for the Green Bay Packers. Are you aware of that?
The best players are playing on the
path. No, wait a minute, man. I said there was a time before affirmative action that didn't occur. Affirmative action was put in place to address what took place before affirmative action, man, where Blacks weren't given equal opportunity, man. Are you unaware? That's why they've done trying to do away with the history books, man. Are you not aware of the history of this nation?
Are you saying unqualified football players are on the Packers, people that cannot play football.
No, man, listen, let's get away from football. Let's talk about the business reality. Blacks who were denied access. Let's talk about universities, qualified blacks for centuries who were denied access. And now you want to change that? The government created affirmative action because of the wrongs that the government did. Are you not aware of that, Jim?
People.
What?
Rejected. You're saying it's fair? That's fair to have qualified students rejected?
Wait, Jim, did you just hear me say? For centuries, that's what happened to black students. Was that fair?
So you're saying that's what's going on. We're making up for past offenses.
That's exactly what affirmative action is for, man.
Well, when will it ever be over then? When will we?
Well, let me say this to you. How many years did it occur in this nation? Are you aware of that, sir? Maybe you should do some research. How long has affirmative action been in place?
Years then? So for 100 years, we should have affirmative action.
Now, listen, man. What we're asking and what the nation decided to do, the government of this nation decided to do, was to attempt to rectify an injustice that took place in this nation. That's what affirmative action was for. That's why it came into reality. And so, no, it's not equitable yet. It hasn't happened. No, things are not equal. And they probably never will be equal when you live in a society where only 12% of it is black. And so you don't have to hear from my community, man, because the majority of this nation is white. So you can't see it from our perspective. But that's why diversity, equity, and inclusion has to stand. Because it just doesn't stand for black and white. It stands for women. If there wasn't for diversity, equity, and inclusion, women would still be where they are, Jim. Are you not aware of that, sir?
I think blacks are worshipped on the Packers.
Oh, that man, thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. We're going to delve even deeper. I got a lot in me, and I want to share it with you, and I want to hear your views on it. Very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. 855-752-4842. Your thoughts.
From the center, WRCE.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments, and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW System.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And just what I wanted, a robust discussion this day before Christmas on where we are. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you. You know, it's very, very funny, and I said this years ago. Jim's worldview is the worldview of so many people in the state of Wisconsin, which is every Black person must have the life or must be a Green Bay Packer. And anyone who is Black in Wisconsin must be a Packer. So they are treated well, except those people in Milwaukee. They're not worthy because it's just, you know, they're just slum Blacks, basically, is what it comes to. Because these guys that are white, you know, every Sunday they can be praising. And if they go out, you know, to Bay Park Square and Green Bay or one of the malls there, you know, they see any Black person and all of a sudden they're like, oh, it must be a Packer. I mean, it's just, it's laughable that human beings can't see past their own white privilege.
So diversity, equity, and inclusion, Tom. I mean, those are the very tenets of what this nation is supposed to be.
100%. I think it was called inalienable rights in the Declaration of Independence. And the thing about it is the government's not the one that has been implementing, except for through affirmative action and things like this. It's corporations that see the benefit of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Well, the corporations are cowering now, Tom. The corporations are pulling away from it.
Right. Now they are because of the fact that they have a leader in this country that is going to be someone that is against
right.
them. But what they're going to find is that they're going to find that their profits actually go down because you actually do better when you have diversity, equity, inclusion. And I'm not talking about Donald, Ivanka, and Eric, the DEI, those people. I'm talking about actual diversity, equity, and inclusion. And the thing is, corporations end up hurting by it. But to answer your other question, too, I don't think we've ever had a democracy since we've had money in politics. And I don't know, maybe that's been forever. Or maybe what they call democracy is just going to the ballot box. I don't know. I had a discussion this morning with someone on the phone, and I just don't understand. You know, people always say never talk about politics or religion. I'm thinking to myself, what the hell else can you talk about? If you're talking about someone, hey, how are you doing in school? Well, then it's going to come into, well, I'm doing okay, but my tuition's too high or whatever. That's politics. When it comes to someone getting a job, that's politics. So I'm really having a struggle understanding. I mean, if they want me to say, hey, how's the weather? I guess the weather now is politics too. What the hell can we talk about if it's not talking about, and I think we should be talking about politics.
So Tom, do you think Democrats should be changing their direction and should not be fighting for the average person? You know, and then to say that the Democrats forgot the average person, as if the Republicans now with Donald Trump and Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are going to now all of a sudden be concerned about the average person. What kind of thinking is that, man?
Hell no. I think the Democrats ought to be bold like Franklin Delano Roosevelt and say economic royalist and say even more, sorry, people, we are going to stand up for our trans brothers and sisters and our different diversity, LGBTQ+, and African-Americans and, you know, everyone. We should be doubling down on it. This is the problem. The problem, though, is then you're going to have commercials that come on TV that say, oh, Democrats want to, you know, make everyone trans. Oh, my God, they want to put a cap.
Well, so, Tom, here's what was at the root of most of this. Diversity, equity, and inclusion, Republicans were able to focus it on trans. As if diversity, equity, and inclusion was solely about trans. Diversity, equity, and inclusion includes people who are disabled, includes women, includes everybody. And so they were able to make it solely about a trans person playing sports against girls. And so they threw everything into that and said that's solely what it was about, that issue. And the rest of it be damned. 855-752-4842. Guys, hang on. We're going to continue this and delve even deeper. You're tuned into a special edition of the Earl Ingram Show on Christmas Eve.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Dom Selvia.
Jess P.S. here. Dom and I wish you the happiest holidays, and we will catch up with you next time with Earl Ingram. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. American Airlines flights first stopped, then cleared to land by federal regulators. There was a system-wide technical issue that led to the FAA ordering all American Airlines flights grounded at the airline's request. The issue had to do with paperwork that hadn't been turned in, so all the flights were stopped. American says things are back up. People are on planes again, but there will be ripple effects throughout the day. Maybe it's a train you're taking this Christmas Eve. Well, those are running again, too, on the Northeast Corridor.
Amtrak says it's fully restored service between Philadelphia and New York. Since Sunday, the railroad has been dealing with cascading delays and cancellations, first after down power lines along the busy Northeast Corridor on Sunday, and then signal power problems at New York's Penn Station on Monday. An Amtrak statement thanking passengers for their understanding.
That's ABC's Dave Packer. Total vindication for Alec Baldwin as prosecutors in New Mexico decide not to file any charges against him related to the Rust fatal shooting. This is ABC News.